This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Are you looking for inspiration?
Would you like to develop or renew a relationship with God?
Let us show you how.
Tune in to the Focus on Jesus broadcast on Mondays and Fridays at 1 p.m. right here on WCNO, the Good News Station.
Remember to focus on Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
Saturday, June 6th. The Amazing Grace School of Dance presents an original ballet drama, Esther, for such a time as this.
Come, join Amazing Grace School of Dance for their 10th annual celebration performance as they present the ancient story of Esther for such a time as this. The cast is made up of over 130 Amazing Grace School of Dance students, friends, and local talented actors who are excited to present the story of how one girl was able to save an entire nation from destruction. After Hadassah's family is brutally murdered, she is taken in by her uncle Mordecai, who raises her as his very own daughter. Years later, after Queen Vashti is banished from the kingdom, King Xerxes and his royal advisors decide that they must find a replacement. They summon all of the young maidens of Persia to the palace. As Hadassah is being taken away by the king's guards, her uncle advises her to hide her Jewish descent, and he changes her name to Esther. While in the palace, the girls are given a year's worth of beauty treatments to prepare them for one night with the king. But only one will become the king's true love, his queen. In the end, because of Esther's bravery and love, she was able to thwart Haman's evil plan to kill off the Jews. Come and join Esther in her adventure as she manages to save an entire nation with her love and bravery.
Esther presented 5 p.m. Saturday, June 6th at Sunrise Theater, 117 South 2nd Street, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34950. For tickets, call 772-461-4775 or visit sunrisetheater.com.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Our text this morning is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. We're going to begin reading there, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through verse 14. We're talking about today the revealing truth. For those of you that don't know, on 89.9 FM, we have a radio program that comes on every day at 11 o'clock, at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. It's on for a half hour. And the name of that radio show is called The Revealing Truth. There's a reason for that. It's because we believe that the more truth we can get revealed, the truth don't do you no good unless you have it revealed to you what it means. If you don't get a revelation of the truth, then it don't matter that the truth is there. You have to understand and know that truth. The Bible says in John 8:32, the truth that you know. Know meaning that you know and understand and apply to your life. Know it like a husband knows his wife. That kind of truth will bring revelation to you that'll shape and change your destiny and cause you to really live in the place that God wants you to live. And you will begin to fulfill what God's called you to do. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some of that this morning, aren't you? Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says this, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the thing which God has prepared for those who love him." Which basically means you ain't got a clue how much he's got for you. He loves you that much. You can't wrap your mind around all of it. It's a lot. Amen? "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the Spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this morning I thank you for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for the spirit of revelation in this house today. Father, we speak by faith that the promises of God this morning are yes and amen in our life. Father, I pray, God, that the anointing would rest in my life today and on my words. It would penetrate the heart of every person in this room with revelation. God, calls us to walk deeper with you today. Calls us to understand your love more. Lord, reveal to us the mysteries in your word. Father, I speak this in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for entrance into every person's heart with truth that will be revealed to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. If you believe that, say amen. The Amplified says it this way. In verse 12, it says, "Now we have not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, given to us that we might realize," somebody say realize, "realize, and comprehend," say comprehend, "and appreciate," say appreciate, "that we might realize, comprehend, and appreciate the gifts of divine favor." How many like favor? I mean, there's only one thing better than favor, divine favor. Divine favor and blessings so freely and lavishly bestowed on us by God. So in other words, God wants to give you so many blessings. They're freely, they're lavished on us, they're amazing. It's divine favor when we get a revelation of who God is in our life and what our destiny is. Isn't that cool? I mean, God likes to lavish stuff on you. Matter of fact, God has already done so many things for us. A lot of us just don't walk in it today because we're walking in something else. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you the truth this morning. God wants to freely give you and lavish on you the things of heaven in your life. And a lot of times we just resist it because we're a little bit caught up in what we've been doing rather than who we are. Come on, is this helping anybody? Amen? That's why it's so important that when we get a revelation that we obey God quickly, because sometimes the windows of opportunity close or the doors of opportunity will shut. Sometimes God speaks and we need to obey it. Sometimes before we can comprehend it, because sometimes if you wait to comprehend it, then you're going to miss your opportunity. I mean, it's better just to obey and walk in faith. You ain't got to figure it out. You ain't got to understand all of it. You just got to know that God loves you and he freely wants to lavish on you. Oh, hallelujah, good things from heaven. And you just got to be willing to say, yes, that's me. I'll do it, Lord. Come on, that's the best thing you'll ever do in the kingdom is to say yes to God. We spend more of our time saying no to God. Well, I don't know if that was God. I had anchovies on my pizza last night. Could have been the pizza. No, God's speaking to you. You need to obey that this morning. Amen. See, when God speaks to us, he reveals things to us, and he understands things about us that we don't even know about us. He already knows what lies ahead of us. He created us from the end to the beginning, and he'll lead us according to the will of the Father. God has a will for our life. Hey, listen, come on, guys. I want to give you some meat today. This isn't just popcorn and baby formula. I want us to meat's hard to digest sometimes. Are you ready to digest some meat? Church, I had to take a Zantac. No, this is going to be good for you. Amen. Because how many know sometimes it's not enough to show up. We got to come on in here and grow up. We got to get a deeper revelation and a deeper understanding of what God wants to do. The revealing truth, the spirit of revelation will always reveal to us new possibilities, greater places of living, higher levels of living, different dimensions. And it's always God's favor working in our life to carry us on in our journey for what he's destined for our life. But we've got to be willing to be obedient when he calls. God ain't going to keep giving you stuff that you already know. He's going to give you some stuff that you don't know. Amen. Possibilities of faith, realms of dominion, places of authority, levels of understanding. How many know there's some things you already got down in your life? There's some things that you've already learned how to overcome. There's some faith that you already walk in. Most of us in this room today, if we're born again, we already believe in the redemptive work of the cross. We believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We understand that there's salvation for anybody that calls on the name of the Lord. Thank God if you've called on the name of the Lord, then today you're saved. That's good news. But how many of you know that's just the threshold of entrance into the kingdom? There's more. Somebody say there's more. We all got stuff in our life that we do in the body of Christ that we don't even really have to think about because they've become such a part of our lifestyle. We kind of do it on autopilot. We do it second nature. But there are some things in life that God wants to reveal to us, some truth, some portals of glory, some portals of revelation that we don't quite understand because God wants to propel us further down the road into our destiny. Matter of fact, the whole gospel message is really about heaven coming into earth. See, a lot of times we were taught growing up in church that we just need to get born again and I got saved so I can avoid hell and go to heaven. I want to declare to you today that that's not the gospel message. That's the benefit of the gospel message. The real gospel message is that God wants to get his glory into the earth. Oh, come on, you ain't going to help me, but I'm telling you the truth. God wants to reveal himself to the entire earth. Amen. God's trying to find a way to get his fullness back on earth. And he's trying to find people that'll stand up and recognize that they don't have to be sick and they don't have to be bound and they don't have to be overwhelmed and they don't have to be limited and they don't have to be addicted and they don't have to have habits going on in their life, but they can overcome what's in front of them because God's given them a spirit that's greater. Somebody shout, he's greater. Yeah. Hallelujah.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
God don't want you just to get into heaven. He wants heaven to get into the earth. The gospel is the full good news of heaven in the earth. And when God gives us, listen, when God gives us the revelation of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, then our lives become filled with that victory that we walk in and what God has ordained for us. I truly believe God wants to do some really cool stuff here on the Treasure Coast. God wants to do some cool stuff in you. He wants to do some cool stuff through you. Things that you ain't got no frame of reference for. Things that have never been done before. Well, I ain't never seen that. Well, I ain't never heard nobody preach that. Well, that must not be true. I ain't never heard that. I want to tell you something this morning. We're living in a time where God is sending fresh manna from heaven every day. There's a new revelation every day that God wants to have take place in our life. And He's going to do some things in this generation that ain't never been done before. Amen. Come on, help me. Amen. You say, well, God ain't never going to do nothing that He's never done before. No, that's not true. God is constantly doing that. Go read your Bible. He asked Noah. He said, Noah, I want you to build an ark. And Noah said, what's an ark? He said, well, it's a big boat. And Noah said, well, what's a boat? He said, you got to build this thing that'll float on water because it's going to rain. And Noah said, well, what's rain? You talk about a man that operated by faith. When you can take 100 years out of your life and build something that ain't never been built before and work on something that ain't nobody never seen before and believe God for something that God ain't never said to nobody else before and nobody's never heard of that. I mean, that takes a little bit of faith. That's something Noah did that nobody never had a frame of reference for. I mean, people have been living on the earth for over 1,000 years at that point. And nobody had a frame of reference for somebody building an ark because it was about to flood. Didn't know what a flood was. Amen. People come by and they looked at Noah and they said, Noah, you done lost your mind. You done gone crazy. And he said, I must obey the Lord. I'm going to obey the Lord. How many of y'all know he was operating by the spirit of revelation? He was operating by a revealed truth. God had revealed to him a truth that he took to heart. He said, okay, I'll do it. I'm going to build that thing. He was hearing something from God that was a sacrifice, that was specific for his life. It was something that God had designed. Come on, God's got a word over your life. It's specific. It's not generalized. God didn't just put you on this planet for no reason. He made you the way He made you. He made you male or female for His purpose. He gave you the education you got. He put you in Florida for a reason. He put you here today for a reason. You are not a mistake. God had purpose for you and everything about you today. God operates by the spirit of revelation and revealing truth. What would happen in your life if you begin to do things in your life that you had no frame of reference for? I tell you one thing, people in your family would think you're crazy. I just got off the phone with a friend of mine who's a missionary. And he said, Pastor, I didn't know it was going to be like this. He said, all my brothers, my sisters, and my parents think I lost my mind. They were kind of excited I was going to do this new adventure and go to Africa. And now they all won't hardly talk to me. Because he's doing something that he's never done before in his family. They had no frame of reference for it. They believe in God, but they ain't never seen nobody sell their business and quit everything and go full-time missionary with 4 kids at home and a mortgage. Now, you ain't going to help me, but I'm helping you. Come on now. Amen. God wants us to be willing to say, yes, Lord, that's me, when he tells us to do something. In the kingdom of God, when you're obedient, you can sow a seed in the morning and reap in the afternoon. In that moment, amen. God is doing things in our church. He's doing things in our life. He's doing things in our kids. He's doing things in this generation that we really have no frame of reference for because we're living in the last days, ladies and gentlemen. Things ain't going to be like they always were. But see, you won't know what they are unless you operate by the spirit of revelation. Unless you let truth penetrate your heart and God reveal it to you, because there are things that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for you, what God has prepared for me. It's off the compass. It's off the map. It's bigger than you think. It's deeper than you know. Come on, help me. Amen. God wants to reveal things to our life by His Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. That's good news for us. Amen. There are things that I don't even know God has for me tomorrow, but you know what? God can reach into my tomorrows and reveal them to me today. And He can show me what I'm doing. He can lead me, huh? Isn't that right? You know why, ladies and gentlemen? Because God ain't got no future. There's no future. He don't have no past. Everything in God is now. Somebody shout now. All of your future is present. It's not one day God's going to, someday God's going to, I'm just waiting on the Lord. Maybe God will have this happen. All of your tomorrows are wrapped up in the day. Everything that happens tomorrow depends on what you say today. If you say yes today, it affects your tomorrow. If you say no today, it affects your tomorrow. Come on, amen. God is always preparing you for what he has prepared for you. If you come out for any other reason than that, you need to get a hold of that this morning. Because everything in your life today is preparing for you for what God's got for you. Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Listen to me. The day you keep waiting on has finally gotten here. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the season of your life. Rejoice in it. Be glad in it. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of not things. Now, faith. Somebody shout faith.
Yeah.
Today, if he speaks to you. He's speaking, ladies and gentlemen. He's shaping destiny today. He's revealing purpose today. It is the eternal day. Always in my life, because I can always pull things from the unseen realm into the seen realm by the revealing truth, by the revelation of God, by laying hold of it by faith. Said, Pastor, is that even in the Bible? Well, in John chapter 8, verse 56, Jesus was talking to a few Pharisees, and he said this to them. He said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad. You know what that means? That means literally 2,000 years before the crucifixion took place, Abraham saw it. A long time before Jesus ever got here, Abraham saw it. Okay, I'll try that over here. Abraham saw it. Go ahead, give a shout. Abraham saw it, amen? That's the reason he understood what happened when he took his son up on the mountain and when he went to offer him as a sacrifice. He understood that what God was going to do. He said to Abraham, he said, I don't need your son. Because the Lord has already provided a lamb. He's already made a way for us. Somebody shout a sacrifice. A sacrifice had already been provided. In other words, before the foundation of the world, God had set aside Jesus and had already provided a way for Jesus to take the sin of the world before you and I ever got here. God made a way for you before you were ever messed up. Before you were ever broke, God fixed you. Oh, come on, that's good news this morning. Amen. He already prepared a way for your sins to be forgiven. He already prepared a destiny for you. He already got you out of the mess before you ever invented the mess that you got yourself into. God made a way from you. And he said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and he was glad. Abraham knew what was coming. He entered into a covenant because of what was coming. How many know Isaiah and the prophets revealed the coming of Jesus? Not only did they reveal his coming, but they prophesied where he would be born. They prophesied the kind of death that he would die. Isaiah prophesied that he would be wounded for our transgressions, that he would be bruised for our iniquities, that the chastisement of his peace would be upon him, and with his stripes we would be healed. He prophesied that Jesus would be marred beyond recognition almost 1,000 years before Jesus ever got here. Listen to me. How many of you realize this morning, there wasn't even a such thing as a crucifixion when Isaiah prophesied this. There wasn't even a Roman Empire. Nobody had never been crucified before. And they prophesied it before it was ever a form of punishment. Come on, help me somebody. Is this helping anybody today? Am I doing all right? Can I keep going? Hebrews 11 says that Moses, who was raised in Pharaoh's house, ended up on Egypt's top 10 most wanted people, ended up living out in the wilderness because he tried to carry out the will of God his own way and murdered somebody and had to run for his life. You'd have thought he'd given up and say, I can't do this no more. 40 years in the wilderness is too much. I can't take it. It's overwhelming. I've been out here for 40 years. My life, I smell like goat. You ever smell like goat and just had enough? I'm talking to somebody I know, amen? But here's what Hebrews 11 says. He says this about Moses. He endured as seeing him who is invisible. He saw him who as in is invisible. In other words, Moses saw something that you can't see. And he kept it alive in him, in his heart, and it spared him through the wilderness of 40 years. Come on, amen? Until he finally became the great deliverer that God called him to be. 40 years in the wilderness, he saw what you couldn't see. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it might be 20 years and your dream hasn't come to pass. It's not what you see with your natural eyes. No, listen, it's not what you see with your natural eyes. It's what you're seeing with your spirit that will cause you to live your destiny. Amen. It's the revealing of what God has for your life. So it doesn't matter if everything's going away from you when everything you see around you is falling apart. God has said, God has ordained, God has declared.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth. The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.